What is going on, crafters? Welcome back to another episode of Dig Straight Down with me, your host, Rebel JC. If this is your first time tuning into the podcast, I want to welcome you here. This is a podcast all about Minecraft updates, whether those are updates that are actually coming to the game or they're updates that we're just making up on our own just for fun. Either way, if either of those things are interesting to you at all, you are in the right place. If you find yourself enjoying the podcast, make sure to subscribe to it wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you find yourself really enjoying it, maybe you could drop a review and maybe you can share it with a friend who also might be interested in the things that we have to say here on Dig Straight Down. That would be perfect. Let's spread the word and get more people listening. All right, guys, let's get into the Q&A segment of this episode. The Q&A segment is what I like to start off every podcast episode with, where I turn the spotlight on you guys, the listeners, and feature your ideas and opinions on all things Minecraft. So a few episodes ago, I asked you guys, now that the official name of 1.21 has been revealed, it's Tricky Trials, how do y'all feel about it? Does it fit the update? Ekans says, I think it fits pretty well, and my predictions that Trials would be included in the name was correct. This update feels very much all about the trial chambers. The Legender says, I don't like it. Number one, it doesn't rhyme. And number two, I don't think tricky is the right word. Well, Legender, you seem to be stuck on the idea of the rhyming thing. So what I can think of is we've had rhyming names in the past, such as Village and Pillage and Trails and Tails, but there really hasn't been very many rhyming names in the past. We've had other names like Caves and Cliffs and things like the Nether update and the Update Aquatic, but this one kind of reminds me more of the Buzzy Bees update, the Tricky Trials, Buzzy Bees. It's like adjective, noun kind of name going on. So I think it fits a theme that they've had. But yeah, you're right. The rhyming ones are really special. The Arch Villager says, at least it has the same letters at the beginning of the words. Meh, compared to my Cogs and Clashes idea. I did like the Cogs and Clashes idea. I thought it was a good one. Mason says, not at all. I think it's more of a combat theme. They should have called it the Copper and Combat update. And you know what? That would have been an accurate description. Kalos says, I think they got stuck on including Trials in the name and got stuck on the second part since tinkering was not as broad as they originally wanted. And that's true. I would almost want to ask a developer if they had more intended for the tinkering side of the update, or if the copper bulb and the crafter block were that whole side, you know, just those two blocks encompassed the whole tinkering side of this update. Willie the Warden says, well, it's the third update in the row that starts with a T. It's kind of getting old. They might want to move off of that for 1.22. Hopefully it's the end update. Honestly, I would like to see that one happen. Micaiah says, halfway. The trial chambers aren't the only new thing. I honestly think it should be called the Canines and Combat update, since dogs are changing with new variants and armor, and we get the mace. Well, I actually think that technically all of the wolf changes are not necessarily part of the Tricky Trials update. They dropped in their own thing, which was called the Armored Paws Drop. That brought the armadillos and the wolf variants and the wolf armor not too long ago, and that was not part of 1.21. So it's not necessarily part of the same update. Zachariah says, it's got tricks, it's got trials, great name. I can't wait to see a developer accidentally spell it like the Tricks and Trails. Yeah, I mean, it's very similar to the Tails and Trails, Tricky Trials, Tails and Trails. Yeah, it seems like the T names are kind of trip somebody up eventually. Energy Turtle says, yes and no, it's not all about trial chambers, it's also about new wolf breeds and armadillos, and if I'm not mistaken, a few new armor trims. Well, Energy Turtle, again, and this did, you know, I still forget about this all the time, that the wolf breeds and the armadillos and the wolf armor are not a part of this update, which really threw everybody off, I think, when those came in their own thing, the armored paws drop, actually not too long ago. They are now official part of Minecraft, whereas 1.21 hasn't actually happened yet. So they're not part of the same package necessarily, even though maybe you could think of them as part of the same package. They technically are not. So I think we need to try to remember that a little bit as we discuss all of these things. And finally, Quacky says, I'm slightly disappointed because it means they're probably not going to be any more big features, or they would be in the name. Well, Quacky, I think you're right. I think that this is basically what the update is. The trial chambers, the mace, and that's it. Like, this is essentially what the update is going to be. There's not going to be any new biomes. There's not going to be any new structures after this. It's just what we what has been shown currently. So it is the full update, all the things that we have seen. And I think that that's fine. It is not necessarily a small update. There have been some pretty big things happening in this update that will change the game in one way or another. But it is not the biggest update, in my opinion. So other huge updates have happened in the past. Right off the top of my head, you know, Caves and Cliffs 1 and 2 were huge updates. And also the update Aquatic and the Nether update were both huge updates that really changed the world. So I would not put it on that pedestal, but it is not an insignificant update, even though if you just kind of look at the bare essentials of this update, it doesn't seem very overwhelming. If you really itemize everything coming in this update, it's quite a lot of stuff. So I understand where you're coming from, but you know, we'll probably see some bigger features coming on down the line in a future update, obviously. So whatever they announce in October has got to be a big one, in my opinion. Well, guys, thank you so much for these opinions and ideas. If you would like yours read out in a future episode, go to this episode on Spotify and interact with the Q&A post there, or you can do so on the Discord. The link is in the description. I have a whole channel dedicated to the Q&A segment, so you can do that there. The Discord is also a great place to chat with other people who listen to the podcast. You can chat about the podcast, about Minecraft, your ideas for future Minecraft updates, or even the One Block Challenge. This is a weekly challenge that I do on this show where I give you guys a theme and I challenge you to create a block to add to Minecraft that has something to do with that theme. We are currently on a challenge right now. The theme for this week's challenge is the day-night cycle of Minecraft. All of the details for this challenge are in the description of this episode. If you need to figure out how to take part in it, you can go there and read all about it. The deadline for this challenge is Wednesday, so make sure you get me your ideas in by Wednesday, if at all possible. And I cannot wait to see what you guys have to say. All right, guys, with that all being said, let's get into the main discussion of this episode. Today is Monday, and what that means is we are going to be reading some listener emails. The first one here comes from TechRoll, and TechRoll writes, "Hey, Rebel, I've heard lots of people talking about wanting renewable sand, including you. However, there is already renewable sand without glitches. If you check the Wandering Trader trades, it can sell sand. As well as being the only renewable source of sand, it is also the only renewable source of red sand, coral blocks, and small drip leaves. I think this is a great feature as it gives the Wandering Trader a very useful use. What are your thoughts?" Well, thank you so much, TechRoll, for this email. It's a great point. I had forgotten this, and I had to go back and look at the wiki just to double check this, but yeah, the Wandering Trader is a source of renewable sand. There is renewable sand in Minecraft. Now, is it the best way to have renewable sand, in my opinion? Absolutely not. But it does make the Wandering Trader a little bit more valuable, potentially. And I say that because what requires more effort? Clicking on every Wandering Trader that comes by, checking to see if they have this trade, and then making sure you have the available resources to make the trade, and then trading until the trade locks out. I don't know how many sand you would actually get out of that trade. Maybe a stack, maybe a couple of stacks. Or is it worth the effort just to go find a big patch of sand somewhere and just start mining it? I kind of think that, you know, it's good that there is renewable sand, but the wandering trader mechanics are so random that it's not, in my opinion, it's not worth it. So I would like to see a change come to the wandering trader somehow, so that the wandering trader is a little bit more predictable in its behavior, where it appears, and what it will trade. So I'm not sure what this would be. A lot of people have suggested in the past, including me, like a wandering trader post, maybe as part of a village or as its own structure somewhere that you can come across, and you have a chance to find two or three wandering traders every time you find this structure. And you can sort through them, you can look through their trades and trade with them as they come to you. I feel like something like that would be really, really cool. Essentially like a rest stop for wandering traders to come, and you can always catch them there. I think that that would be a good idea, but just something that makes them a little bit more predictable where they're going to pop up in the world, when you can encounter them, and maybe increasing the chances of getting the trades that you want. I think the randomness needs to be preserved. It just needs to be a little less random, in my opinion. But great point, too, that these are actually a good source for renewable sand, coral, red sand, and drip leaves. Like, that's nothing to you know, disregard. I think that is value that they are bringing to the experience. And I was just unaware of it. I don't really ever interact with the wandering trader except to kill them to get the leads, to be honest. Like, I don't think I've really ever traded with a wandering trader. So yeah, I just think that the wandering trader needs to be tweaked somehow to be more valuable to the player, to every player. And yeah, I just think that they're more trouble than they're worth. But thanks again for this email. Very great point, and that is something that I need to remember going forward. All right, and our next and final email comes from Minecrafter 2. It must be the second Minecrafter ever. And they say, "Hey, Rebel, I have an idea for Minecraft. Tamed wolves can be sent after zombies and will eat the rotten flesh if they are hungry after they kill them. Also, I think dog toys like ropes and tennis balls should be added. You could throw the tennis ball like you fire an arrow and play tug with the rope. I hope you like my idea. Keep digging straight down, and I will see you at Bedrock." All right. I like this idea. Okay, so given the wolf changes that have come in the Armored Paws drop recently, they have doubled the health of the wolves, obviously, and they have made it twice as fast to heal your hurt tamed wolves with rotten flesh. So I really like those changes a lot. I feel like they make wolves a lot more valuable as combat features. But here's an idea right here in this email that could make it even better. What if tamed wolves that kill a zombie actually heal from doing that? So it's as if they have taken a bite out of this rotting flesh of the zombie. Or maybe after the rotting flesh actually drops from a zombie, they automatically eat it to heal any health points that they lost during that battle. That would be, I think, a great thing. Maybe this is something that wolves can do on their own. The player doesn't have to prompt them to do it. I just think that makes a lot of sense. Like, if this thing heals the wolf, why should the wolf have to wait for the player to give it to them? They should just be able to do it on their own. Now, obviously, if you are for some reason needing to get the rotten flesh, that might get in the way. But I have to say, the only reason a player would want to have the rotten flesh to begin with is to heal their wolf. So it's almost like killing two birds with one stone. You declutter your inventory. You're not carrying around that rotten flesh. and the wolf is just automatically healing themselves from killing a zombie. So I like that idea a lot. And obviously, any sort of little dog toy, chewy toy, any sort of thing like that would be amazing to have. I think the ability to play with your pets in Minecraft would be really fun, not just for the tamed wolves, but also for the cats and maybe even the parrots, to have some sort of fun interaction that doesn't have anything to do with work or combat in the game. I feel like that would be really fun, just a little bit more of a fun experience. And maybe, honestly, if you do this, maybe this is a way to level up your pet. Maybe this gives them different kinds of buffs, makes them faster, makes them more likely to survive fall damage, or makes them able to swim faster. Things like that could happen after playing with them. Maybe this is a way to, you know, like you're exercising them, you're strengthening them somehow. I really like that idea a lot, and I feel like the community would just absolutely love this. So there's really no downside to it, and I'm on board with this idea, absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Minecrafter2, for this email, and that'll bring us to the end of this episode. Send me your questions and thoughts and ideas to digstraightdowncast@gmail.com. The music featured on this podcast was created by Miles Roxalot, and I have been your host, Rebel JC. Until next episode, keep digging straight down. I will see you at Bedrock.